I turned numbly and started walking the 3 blocks to where I knew the nearest phone booth was, and tried not to think about what we were about to do. There was no point in making myself crazy over it. I tried to focus on what I would say, how I would disguise my voice. It was hard, like trying to turn into somebody else. The nearest payphone was at the ball field, hooked onto the side of the refreshment stand, which was dark and deserted, and had been since summer. I didn't know the Creed's phone number and had to dial information for it. My fingers were shaking totally, but it was an easy number, too easy to forget. Standing there in the darkness of the wide open field, I could hear the wind whip up, making these whoosh noises that made me feel alone. The 2 streetlights, about 100 yards off, looked like spotlights on a vacant stage. I could feel the hair on my arms rising, and I turned slowly away from the street lamps, searching through the blackness. That feeling I'd gotten in my basement was with me again. That feeling like somebody was watching me. Somebody with 10,000 eyes. Watching me, patiently watching me. It's Creed, dead but still living somehow, crawling the woods with some army of Lenapes to get me to do his bidding. Nobody's holding him for ransom. He's holding me. He's dead. He wants revenge. I picked up the phone just to keep a grip on reality. Mrs. Creed needed to come out here and meet the bloody other side. I put the quarter in and said, "Up yours, to my life." A woman's voice answered the phone. I recognized her. "Hello?" I made this gravelly voice and spat out a speech that sounded like and felt like somebody else.
"I have some information about your son. If you want it, do not call the police. Just bring your husband and come to the ball field. Do it now."
Reality was setting in major. I was actually talking to another person who could feel hurt, feel pain, feel terror. Maybe what I was saying could kill a kid's mom. I didn't have a clue. I stood there gripping that phone like my fingers had turned to concrete.
"Now you listen to me," she finally hissed out. "Do you know I was a pilot in the United States Navy? Did you know I have friends in very, very high places? I will hunt you down, you coward. You will wish you had never been born. Nobody takes my Christopher. Nobody takes one of my babies and gets away with it."
"He's not your baby. He's not your Christopher. He's a human being." My head banged, though I was shaking so bad my mouth wouldn't move. I wanted to reach through the phone and kill her for making me piss myself. I was, total truth, feeling warm piss run down my leg, and it was making me crazy. It came clear to me what she could do to Chris if she could make me piss my goddamn pants.
"Shut up,"
I heard myself snarl through my terror. My brain jumped to that Hitchcock movie and the rest of the phone conversation with the murderer.
"Bring money, bring lots of it,"